Now, looking at how Opie the robot actually works, how will the robot work to preserve languages?
So Opie is a robot that can be taken to classrooms. So we're working with an Indigenous community in the Northern Territory. And Opie is taken to classrooms and proposes activities using the Indigenous languages of the region around Nookwood. So the content on the robot is modifiable and material new languages can be added easily. So it's taken to schools. Kids play with it, and as they play with it, they are exposed to more language material. So that's how it works.
When was this idea first come up with? Or I should say, how was this idea first sort of come up with?
So the project is supported by the ARC Center of Excellence for the Dynamics of Language. And during one of the meetings of this center, I had a chance to meet Jackie van den Bos, who is the coordinator of the Nuku Language Center. And we chatted a lot about issues of preservation of language in the community of Nukur. And that's how the idea emerged. We really wanted to find a way that's fun for kids to learn their languages so that they would always want to play with their languages and learn more about them.
And what kind of community involvement's gone into the creation of the robot?
So obviously, I just mentioned the Nukur Language Center. So this is a center that tries to save the languages of the area, and they co-designed the robot with us. So this part of the community has been highly involved in the project, but so they've been providing a lot of ideas, and also, well, all the language content that's on Opie has been provided by them. But more generally, the community has had a tremendous support for the robot. So for instance, the Guluman Child and Family Center, where we're testing the robot, supports us and gives us the right to play with the kids there. So we've received an amazing support from the community, who has even decided to paint the robot to make it even prettier.
Well, looking at one of these, it's quite an intriguing design, this kind of flat back robot. And I understand the design has come about in, to make it a little bit easier to post around, in, to make it a little bit more accessible to a lot of communities. But I am rather intrigued, how does it actually work in terms of kids interacting with Opie the robot? What does that kind of actually look like?
So, as you mentioned, the robot is flat-packed and it's easy to take it around. If you're going to a very remote place, you can just unplug Opie, disassemble it, and assemble it again at a new location very easily. And for kids, what they see is basically the body of the robot. The robot has a tummy that proposes activity to them and has eyes that are used to have emotional reactions to what the kids are doing. So all the activities are displayed on the tablet, and the kids can touch the tablet. They can talk to it sometimes, so that it would record how well they can speak in their heritage languages. And so kids interact either one-on-one or sometimes it would be a group, because Opie can also tell stories in language to the kids. So in which case you might have several kids sitting around the robot and just listening to a story in language. That's how the interaction is possible with the robot. So there's really a variety of different types of interaction we can see between the children and the robot.
And you mentioned there, of course, in these classrooms, a lot of these kids, they're only getting half an hour a week of classroom time and actually to learn about their own heritages. Now, given this is being disseminated to a great deal of communities, is Opie going to be teaching kids just about their particular heritage, depending on the area it's actually sent to? Or are they actually learning about multiple Indigenous communities, Indigenous heritage areas?
So the situation of Nukur in the Northern Territory is a bit specific because it was a former mission, and people were brought from different communities there. And so people in the community belong to 10 different language groups. So the children of this area would belong to 10 different languages. So obviously when playing with the kids in this area, it's really hard to have it tailored for each kid and that each kid would only play with their language. For some languages, it's also nearly impossible to get any resource in the language because there are nearly no speakers alive, unfortunately. So at the moment, kids can play with all the languages of the area, but the idea is for each community who would like to have the robot to actually put data in their own language on the robot, because the robot is easily customizable, as I mentioned, and then use it with their local languages so that the kids would interact with data that's relevant for them.
And I understand this is, of course, an immense undertaking, but given we do have communities spread out all around Australia, are there other plans to kind of, we'll see versions of OPI disseminated to different communities all around Australia to kind of, we'll try and capture this heritage, capture these languages?
Yes, so it's actually planned. So the design has happened with the community in Nukur, but we've already started conversations with other communities across Australia that are interested in getting a robot. So it's going to become something in the future, hopefully, and in which we will be able to have multiple versions of OPI. So OPI will have brothers and sisters who would go to other places in Australia. And we could even imagine that such a robot in the future might be used to teach English or, well, widely spoken languages in Australia or somewhere else in the world.
That's absolutely fabulous. Gaudier, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.